Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good morning, mess.
Hey, morning, mess. We're back at it. A staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Jessica?
Morning.
Morning, everyone.
Miss Jessica, what's going on with Scott?
So I've been dating Scott for a few years now, but in the last couple of months, he's been saying some really weird stuff to me. So it kind of sounds like he's trying to get me to dump him. So, like, the first thing he said was about me moving into my new place. I moved into a place near, like, Old Town Scottsdale, and he mentioned something like, oh, I bet you're going to want freedom being over there, huh? I guess he thinks I'm going to go, like, bar hop or something.
What?
Well, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that's also a very weird time to be doing that.
Right.
Yeah, well, my lease expired, so it just kind of felt like the right move.
Not the move. We just mean bar hopping in general. Like, of course, you gotta have a place to live.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, like, is Scott super insecure? Because it almost just sounds like he's worried.
So, like I said, we've been together for a few years, and I never really got that vibe from him. But kind of all of a sudden, he's saying things like that he sees me as a free spirit, and I'm too pretty to be committed.
What?
All this weird stuff that was never there before.
That's super weird.
Yeah. It makes sense why you're worried, because he's almost like downplaying why you would ever be with him or stay with him.
Right, which he's never done before. One day I just flat out asked him if he's trying to get me to dump him. But every time he says something like that, he's just trying to reassure me. And I don't know. It's just really weird.
Reassure you?
I don't know.
Is he ugly? Like, just honestly.
It's a good question.
No, he's actually really good looking.
Okay. Mm. Because I feel like the only times that I hear stuff like that is when the person is really insecure about the way that they feel, if they feel like they're outside of their league. Dang, if he's a really good-looking person...
I just feel like this is guilt. I feel like he is cheating. I'm trying to think, put myself in a situation. I think he feels guilty that he's cheated on you, and he wants you to break up with him because he's scared to tell you that he cheated, or he doesn't want to break up with you because he still wants to be with you.
Yeah. I have a friend that kind of said the same thing, and I don't know why he wouldn't just tell me instead of playing these games. He has a new coworker at his job that he's kind of talking to a lot, but they work in the same department. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense that they have to talk. But
well, who is this new coworker?
I think her name is Holly.
Oh, it's a girl. Hello.
What? Yeah. What's wrong with... Okay, so he's been, like, playing you up like you're this amazing person, and I don't know why he's downplaying how good of a person he could be, but have you noticed anything else? Like, I know you've moved. Have you broken in the new place?
No, I mean, I'm just kind of, like, moving in now. He's been at the job for a little bit longer than we've been dating, and now he's all of a sudden kind of working late and having to do, like, Zoom calls really late at night, so... He just says there's more work now because of the whole pandemic, but it's just really odd.
Let's do the staycation setup. We're going to call up Scott, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. We'll let him know he won that. Ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
I'm wondering about this girl, Holly, that he works with, because that's who you think maybe could be someone that he might take interest in. And he's working late, you said?
Yeah, he's been acting a little bit weird with his new coworker.
Have you ever met her?
No, because she kind of came on board right when the coronavirus started.
Joey.
I haven't even been able to see her on, like, FaceTime because he's so busy working.
All right. Well, let's see if Holly's giving him some FaceTime. And if he is cheating on you, are you over the relationship? Because we do have counselors on standby if you want to work on it.
I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't consider it, but I guess I have to see how it goes.
All right. Yo, let's do the staycation. Let's call up her boyfriend, Scott, up next. Morning, mess. In the middle of a staycation setup, we spoke to Jessica. Feels like her boyfriend of a few years might be cheating. I mean, he's been acting a lot differently with you, Jessica, kind of almost encouraging you to break up with him, right?
Yeah, he's saying kind of weird things that, like, I'm too pretty to be with him and kind of just pushing for it, I guess.
Have you guys ever broke up in your relationship at all?
We broke up once, but it was maybe just for a day over a stupid fight, and that was it. Mm.
And then outside of that, you told us that you're concerned that this new coworker of his might be stepping in to the relationship.
Take it.
Yeah, I've met all of his coworkers except her, and they work until really late at night, and sometimes you take Zoom meetings kind of at weird hours.
No, he's zooming in on.
Oh, my God!
Her name is Holly, right?
Yeah, her name's Holly.
So we're going to do the staycation. We're going to call your boyfriend up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. What we're concerned is he might want to take Holly, his coworker.
Yeah, well, I guess that'll give me my answers.
Right. And you said you might think about working on the relationship because we have counselors available if he does end up saying her name?
You know, the more you say it, the more I'm leaning towards no, but...
Hey, lean will it rock with it.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Okay. Anyways, girl, if you're ready for it, we can go ahead and give him a call.
Rock with it.
Yes, thank you.
No problem. Joey, stop it.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Scott?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, throw in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
Winner? I think this seems like a scam. If you can take me off your call or your list. I don't know what this is about.
Okay, I'm sorry. I do want to assure you that this is a completely free weekend stay with us. We just opened up here, and we were hoping you could stay, do your weekend, which we can schedule out in the future, and then if you could review your experience online, that could build our presence that way.
So in the future, you mean I could book it whenever this COVID thing is over?
Yeah, because, you know, unfortunately, we have complete availability for the rest of the year. But that makes it really easy for you to pick out a weekend.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Do I got to put a deposit or anything down?
No, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the weekend stay. I don't even need a credit card unless you decide to get room service. So it's a really good opportunity, especially if you have someone that's really important in your life right now, to show them how much they mean to you.
Okay. As long as I can book it out later on in the year, that's fine with me.
You got it, Scott. Okay, let me go ahead and get started with the reservation. So with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest. And if you have something special you'd like to leave in there...
I mean, I guess you could just write, happy to spend some time with you or something. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I do have that here. Now, Scott, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Yeah, make it out to Holly.
I f***ing knew it. Your f***ing coworker.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, we do legally have to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your girl Jessica's on the line. She kind of set you up with this one.
What? This is why Jessica, you kept saying to me all these past few months about how I should be single and I'm too pretty for you.
You called the radio for this? You couldn't just talk to me?
Boy.
You couldn't come talk to me? You kept saying stupid shit for months about how I want to be free and I need independence. That's what all this was about because you're f***ing someone else.
I'm sorry. I just, you know.
Didn't you just leave me? Why couldn't you just tell me and leave me? Why do you have to cheat?
I didn't want to. It wasn't.
You did.
It's just one of those things where something happened. I'm sorry. I never meant to just.
Sorry.
How long have you been cheating?
I don't know. It's been, I don't know. I don't write these dates down.
Okay. What? You don't have a side chick calendar?
I don't have.
I got to issue one. We got Morning Mess side chick calendar.
For the sake of your relationship with Jessica, which, first of all, let me ask, is that of any importance to you or do you not care about Jessica anymore?
I do care about Jessica. I never meant to hurt her. It's one of these things where I never thought, you know...
That you'd get caught?
I don't know what else to say other than it was exciting and it's something... But wow. I never meant to hurt you. I'm sorry.
I'm confused. Who are you trying to pursue? Are you trying to go for Holly? Are you trying to go for Jessica? What's going on?
I mean, I think Jessica would be better off, you know, without...
You know, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. Jessica, I think he's right, though. You're better off without this guy. There's no point in trying to work it out with him.
You're damn right. I'm too good for him. I'm too good for him. I'm too smart for him. I'm too pretty for him. You know what? F*** you, Scott. Enjoy your stupid hotel. I hope you guys never get to go. This is ridiculous.
She just wished that COVID-19 on us for a while. Scott, I think you have your answer that she's over you.
No, that makes sense. I'm sorry, Jess.
Makes sense. This guy. I don't get it.
Man, you need some beans and rice and Jesus Christ in your life. I swear to you that.
Oh, my God. And you also need counseling services, which we have available if you want.
Like a sex therapist kind of thing?
Oh, my God. No. Okay.
Well, that is a thing.
That's not what we're offering.
Yeah.
Scott, you still there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on.
This guy seriously asked for that. Okay.
Do we have that available?
I mean, it's a thing I can ask the people we work with. Do you need a therapist, Joey?
Yes. Actually.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What about Jessica?
Jessica, girl, I'm sorry.
I can't get with Jessica. I'm married.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, hold on 1 second. We promise we won't forget you. We'll get you counseling, okay?
Did she hang up? She hung up.
Look what you did, Joey. Way to go, Joey. Talk about I need a therapist.
I did.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.